This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Robert Calderwood, ROBERTCALDERWOOD. Date of birth 02/14/1958. Date of appointment 6/5/2023. Requesting physician Akbar Hassam, AKBER. HASSAM. Dear Dr. Hassam, I have the pleasure of seeing Robert Calderwood today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. In 2004, he had a head injury. He had a snowmobile accident resulting in traumatic brain injury. He was in Albany Medical Center, then Sunnyview Hospital, and then St. Johnsville Nursing Home. He fell again on January 1st, 2023, and he had subdural hematoma. He was in Albany Medical Center again. Now he can walk harder since the last fall, use his cane or walker, having shaking of the hands. Physical therapist wants to rule out Parkinson's disease. Past medical history, traumatic brain injury. Hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, spastic paresis, GERD. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no non-drug allergy, medication, losartan, atorvastatin, baclofen, gabapentin, duloxetine, omeprazole, metformin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is divorced and lives alone. Have two children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, three sisters, three brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has trouble walking, anxiety, depression, joint pain, physical examination, blood pressure 160/85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronated drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Spasticity present. Deep tender reflexes, left side is 3/4, right side is 2/4, muscle strength, right sided 5 over 5, left sided 4 over 5. Plantar responses are flexor sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic and spastic and rhombic test positive. Assessment and plan, 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, traumatic brain injury. Number two, spasticity. Number three, probable Parkinson's disease. Number four, gait ataxia. Next paragraph, patient symptoms and signs are due to the history of traumatic brain injury. He has a spasticity but not rigidity. His examination is not suggestive of Parkinson's disease, but it is a possibility. At this time, I would like to start Senamet 10 over 101 PO 3 times daily. I would like to order MRI of the brain. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.